loves milk tray.
Well, of course she does. So, it's that time of year again, guys. What do I mean? Well, Valentine's Day. You know, that day when somebody else has chosen for you to show how much you care. Now, let me give you a little bit of history of Valentine's Day. I'm a pretty old guy. Years ago, Valentine's Day was never, ever meant for the males. It was always meant for the femmes. It was a day when a male had to buy flowers and chocolates. It was the male that was the giver, and the femme was the receiver. And although it may have changed slightly today, it is still mainly for the femme, isn't it? I, myself, have never bought a Valentine's gift for my partner, or flowers. I have bought flowers and gifts for my partners at some times, but not on Valentine's Day. Because it's just a goddamn scam. It's just another special day made for femmes so they can get free gifts. And to be treated like a princess. Don't fall for it, guys. If she gets annoyed with you because you didn't play the game, then you got the wrong femme anyway. Here's another bit of advice. Get out the friend zones, guys. You're only in the friend zone because she wants to use you sometime. Maybe you're good at fixing cars. You're not there to be her future boyfriend. You're there because you have some skill that she may need in the future. Maybe just someone to complain to. And it's great to see that males are actually waking up. And they're tired of being used and abused. After all, males are people too. They're not servants for femmes. Stay strong, guys, and resist. You want a piece of nookie? Rent it. Which is lucky, really, because there's plenty around, isn't there? We were supposed to get scientists, doctors, after femmes escaped the patriarchy and got into the workforce. And all we got mostly was OnlyFans and influencers. Enjoy your day, guys, whatever you do. Because feminism didn't free femmes. It freed males. It took the blinkers off. Males were blind, but now can see. You take it easy, guys.